At 11 a.m. this morning on Indigenous People Day, a crowd gathered at Terry Shrunk Plaza in support of an ice-free Oregon. That is Sean Hudson, a First Nation community member, performing a land acknowledgement to begin the rally. After the land acknowledgement, Sean went on to open the rally.
The people coming together like this right now, stepping up and putting our foot down and putting our voice out in a positive, constructive manner, letting these people know that hold these positions within government offices, this is not okay. It's not okay to use our money, that we pay these taxes. We're the ones funding this. You know, and so for us to voice these opinions and these things to these people and let them know it is not okay for you to be doing this to these families.
Following Sean, Lilith Sinclair, chair of Close the Camps Coalition, explained that concentration camps are not just an immigrant justice issue, but also an Indigenous rights issue.
Indigenous people have been trying to tell us for years and years and years to live in a way that is sustainable, to recognize that we don't need capitalism, we don't need national border walls, we don't need all of these colonial ideas that keep us separated and keep us put into our divisions by class, by race, by gender, by sexuality, by all of these different means. It's pointless.
The next speaker was Angela Matika, a local youth activist with National Democratic of the Philippines.
I believe in the rights of all oppressed peoples to be free. I believe in the rights of children to be children, for them to play and learn and grow, and to be able to go to school without fear of coming home to empty houses, without fear of being ripped from their mother's side and packed into overcrowded and dirty cages indefinitely. I believe in the rights of children to not sleep on concrete floors, to not die from highly preventable diseases, cold and afraid and wondering why this is happening to them. We cannot stand quietly as this happens in front of us, and we must refuse to use watered down or sugar-coated language when we are speaking about this. There are concentration camps currently operating in this country. People are suffering and dying in these camps. Children are suffering and dying in these camps from neglect and disease, and these deaths are nothing short of murder. And this systemic terror is nothing new. Colonized people have been tirelessly resisting imperialist violence since it has existed. And the fight for liberation from fascism will not stop until we are free from it and can build a world without war, without borders, without private prisons, and without for-profit child concentration camps.
With great passion, Alyssa Pariah, the co-chair of the Portland chapter of Jobs with Justice, finished out the rally.
I know it's hard to even get out of bed when you're watching the world go in terrible directions and you're watching people who you love and care about continue to be destroyed by the legacy of colonization and oppression inside of the crumbling empire, the so-called United States of America. For a second, I can get the pain and the groans from the bottom of your guts. And if you could scream out loud when I ask you to and act like you're witnessing a genocide, if you could scream like all of the pain from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head could be heard by anyone who can hear you, if you could scream out for the people that have been killed and will continue to be killed because of these disgusting ideas that come out of sick people's heads in Europe that they call white supremacy and colonization, if you could scream with all of your pain right now, please do it.
I spoke with Evan Birchfield, a co-chair of External Organizing in Portland DSA.
What is the main goal that you're demanding at this protest? So our main goal, our demand, is that we get all of the ICE contracts out of Oregon so that no private company, no public entity is contracting with ICE to provide them services. We've already had success with one of these contracts when we applied some pressure and contacted some officials to make them aware that Portland Police were contracting with ICE to allow them to use their firing range, literally using their firing range so that they could train to shoot and kill immigrants. So when we rose that up the ladder, we got the right people involved, and then they were able to apply public pressure, and then Portland Police canceled that contract 2 weeks ago.
What is your organization's short-term and long-term goals?
So short-term right now, I think, is to build a coalition. We want to have more organizations that are doing work in immigrant justice, indigenous justice, organizations led by people of color. We want to be able to build this into a sturdy coalition that is centering marginalized voices. So short term, it's really building up the coalition now that we've had both a success as well as we've practiced with a few actions. Long term is that we really want to get the ICE contracts out of Oregon. So that demand for this rally is more of a setting of the stage for the next year of activism. We want to make sure that Oregon, no company in Oregon, can contract with ICE without having to come under public pressure.
And you already answered my next question, the progress that we've made. Is there any other progress that you guys made other than the one you already listed?
So right now, that is the contract that we were able to get canceled between Portland Police and ICE is the biggest win that we've had so far. But what's happening right now is this has refocused our efforts. Right now, the Portland Police still contract with Department of Homeland Security to also use that firing range for a very similar purpose. It's just that ICE deals with the deportation of all what they consider illegal immigrants. And with DHS, they will handle just what's considered criminal activity, and so the people who are the gravest threat, violent threat. And that's more of the standard that Obama applied for deporting immigrants. So DHS is still a part of the problem. DHS is still a group that is part of a deporting, breaking up families, and putting people into concentration camps, just as much as CBP, which is Border Patrol, and ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. Beyond that, we also have an interest in applying pressure to the city, because the city right now is allowing for a private company to lease their building to ICE for their facility on McAdam. And that facility, that lease had to be approved by the city, and the city went ahead and approved it about 2 years ago. Maybe 3 years ago, and right now we want to put pressure on them to say, you need to deny this now. And the city has routinely thrown their hands in the air and said, well, what can we do now? And we're like, exercise your power. Like, that's what you have to do. So we're going to keep pushing on that one too.
What can our listeners do to get involved?
The best thing that you can do to get involved is if you are a part of an organization, you can join this coalition. If you're part of an organization that's fighting for immigrant justice, fighting for climate justice, fighting for indigenous justice, then you can join this coalition. And that would be a great way to create strength. We're stronger together, and we're going to be able to actually fight back better if we have more voices in the room rather than just a few. Also, I would say that if you're not a member of one of those organizations, now's the time to join. Get involved. Find the fight that you want to fight, and don't just sit back. It's not enough to be angry. It's not enough to be upset, because it hits me. It makes me upset. I'm not even the victim of these things, and it makes me upset. But I could just as easily sit at home and do nothing. It's time to stop doing nothing. It's time to start doing something.
Awesome. Thank you.
For the KBOO Evening News, I'm Jesniah Hawthorne.